Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
He's officially out on the new Gambino video.
I watched it again, Kevin. I watched it twice.
Yeah, I watched it like 3 times. It's just fun dancing.
It is. It's the new This Is America video.
Mm-hmm. It's not quite that good because the song's not as good.
And This Is America's dancing, it seemed better.
I feel like this. I like that song better than This Is America. How often do you listen to This Is America on its own?
I listen to it a lot while I'm running. So,
but you think of the music, man.
It's a standalone good song.
No, I think both. It's a good song alone. I agree with Kevin.
All right, you guys ready to get started? Perfect. Got a dentist cough. You okay?
I'm a little sick.
Ready to go.
My kids got me sick, and I got this fucking race.
All right, well, that's a good segue. This week on the pod, we are doing something new and old at the same time. Because Dennis and I are both competing in the Cleveland Half Marathon this weekend. Dennis, quick snippet, how you feeling about it?
I haven't ran in 9 days.
Oh, geez. Are you going to make it there?
I'll make it. Oh man, I ran 10 miles.
Okay.
But after that 10 miles, my shins were, I couldn't run for like, and now I'm sick. So I probably won't run until the half marathon. I'll be fine though.
That's okay. Your body's supposed to rest for like 7 days before. So you're fine. Anyway, so we're both running that marathon. I feel good about it, by the way. I wanted to make another running workout playlist. But since our playlists are often criticized for not delivering on their objective, namely our wedding playlist and my marathon playlist, we are going to do things a little different. We are going to draft the worst workout running playlist of all time. Before I get to a little game I have for you guys, decide who gets the extra pick. Tell me about your strategy for finding the worst workout songs. Let's start with Owen, because I don't think Dennis had one.
You know, my strategy was about 30 minutes before we got podcasting, I went through all my music and tried to find something that's going to fit the playlist, and grabbed as much as I can, wrote it down, and that was basically the only prep that I have.
Give me more specific, like where did you look in your music? Did you just have like look at all your liked songs?
I went to songs and scrolled.
Songs you like? They were on your list?
Like, yeah. No. Like okay. Songs?
Well, you're gonna give it away when I get to it.
Okay,
that gives away my hook. I picked some playlists that I picked from, but I don't want to say which ones. Maybe.
Oh, so you're gonna mention those when you actually pick the song?
Yeah, we got to fill up a whole hour, man. I can't give that all away right now.
All right, Dennis, did you do any prep?
Yeah, I thought about this for a week. And
thought about it. Did you do anything about it?
Yeah,
I think thinking's doing.
I'm like, okay, it can't just be a song that you hear and you're like, skip. It's got to be a song that you hear it and you're like, it makes your running worse. It makes you run bad and it just puts you in a bad mood. That type of song.
Dennis actually, of course, he overthought it and went a lot deeper than it had to be. So he might even make the worst workout playlist of all time. But I agree.
It might even be good by the time.
There was a few songs where I'm like, this song's horrible. And then I'm listening to it. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool. Like the song was playing.
I had the same thought process as Dennis, though. Like, you want to be like, I can't fucking run to this, but I can't skip it just because I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the same thought process, and I don't think I met my own criteria. I just went to my liked songs I like, and just found songs that would be bad to run to. Like if I were running, I would skip them, but they're not songs that like I would want to stop running and go to just quit. So Dennis, I might not deliver.
Oh, sorry, Dennis. Do you have a mute button when you're about to cough?
Yeah, did you hear microphone? Me? Did you hear me hit it?
Hell yeah, we heard you. Hit the mute button on
Wait,
your.
Do you
like
hear?
Mine's got a little.
Can you
mute.
Hear me?
All right, mine's got. Yeah, we could hear you.
Oh, mine's got a little mute. Hello. This mute button doesn't work. Look at, I've been hitting it. That's why I've been coughing like crazy.
Dude, yeah.
Does that work? Is that on?
No, dude. We hear you, Strip.
You see the button change? I would assume that would be working.
I think Dennis is just trying to kind of ease into like when he doesn't finish the marathon. He's just like, oh, I'm so sick. He's just trying to like kind of.
I thought about that. I thought about it. I thought this would be an out, but I'm sick too early in the week. So I'll be
yeah, good. Here's the that. Thing. His body is forcing himself to get there. It knows so badly it doesn't want to do it that they're like, dude, we're just going to get you sick. And it's actually making you sick.
Yeah. Well, both my kids are sick. And Lisa.
They're part of it. They're an extension of you. So
that is true. They are an extension of you. So it's like you kind of want to be sick this week. So somehow you're kind of manifesting it into the world. You're like, hey, we should go to Chuck E. Cheese this week.
No washing your hands this week, boys.
Yeah. Bad vibes. Like, whoa, would you go to the bathroom and wash your hands? Go back in there.
All right. Well, so we're doing 16 songs. We will play them. I will add snippets in the post edit. First person to go gets an extra song. Oh, and you have a question?
No, sorry. The question you asked earlier, now I feel like I need to answer it.
Who raises their hand and doesn't have a question?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Owen's the first person to raise their hand. The universal sign for I have a question.
Oh, and you are very... You are very blurry. I don't know if Kevin, is he blurry for
you? Yeah, you are.
Oh, shit. Am I on the wrong internet? I'm on the wrong
internet. It sounds good. You're just a little blurry.
Yeah, but am I on time? Probably not on time. I bet I'm not on time. Changing internet. But before I change internet, Kevin, I built the songs that I picked. I mainly picked them for you. And I'm like, will Kevin hate this? Because you said that you would actually listen to it because you've already done a marathon. So a half marathon, you don't even need to train for. So you're trying to make this tougher on yourself.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. I will commit to listening to this playlist during the marathon. I don't think that's going to kill my time or anything because I do run a lot without any music, but you might really buzzkill me.
I'm back. Sorry. I changed internet providers.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get started on drafting this playlist, I want to do a quick game. To see who gets the first pick and the last pick, an extra pick. The game is I pulled a list of 10 songs that you traditionally would hear on a running playlist. And I'm just going to name a quick factoid about it. And whoever can name the song and artist first will get 100.
What's in racing that has a go?
Guns? No, not guns.
No, we've already got
100 goes. 100 goes.
Oh, yeah. Ready, set, goes.
Okay, 100 goes. All right, let's get started. This is a
Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
If you guess, you can't guess that song again.
Oh, never mind. I'll hold on to it.
This song is a 2010 hit featuring a sample from Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson, known for its worldwide commercial success.
What's on your brain?
That's not a very good clue. So let me just say it's a 2010 hit featuring a sample.
Burr, burr, burr.
No, 2010.
Who sings it?
Burr, burr, burr. Maybe I'll give the artist last. And it is has a piano, the very distinct piano song. And he played it at the MTV Music Awards.
Kanye, Runaway.
Yes, Dennis gets
it. Shit, I was going to guess that. I was like, that's not it, though.
Well, you should have guessed it. Confidence. Didn't you listen to the podcast last week?
Dennis always wins these games. Yeah, Dennis wins these games every time.
You're too busy on your Born to Run joke.
No, I forgot I was even going to guess that. I'm probably going to get that wrong when it comes out.
That's true. All right, well, here, I'm going to just put an extra challenge within the challenge. If you guys can figure out the common theme in all these songs.
Running.
Okay, I'll listen to it while I run. Our playlist, not this playlist. Okay, good call. And they all have the word run or ran in them. released in 1982. It's a popular new wave song recognized for its catchy synthesizer melody. I'm going to add in another note. It was heard in the movie La La Land.
That you gave nothing.
Running on a
new
dream.
New wave. It's like 1980s. The people have very distinct haircuts. And I'll give you a really easy clue. The name of the band has a bird in it.
Freebird. Is that who sings it? But
think songs guess, right? That have the word run in them.
Oh, Fly Like an Eagle.
Let me give you another clue. It's the name of a country as well, but not
America. run Runnington.
You're close. You're really close, Dennis. His song is also not only the name of a song, it's also the name of a country, but not spelled the same way. A country that the United States is often in conflict with. The
Iraq. Iran so far.
Yeah. I ran so far.
Iran by Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, I'll shit. Give it to Owen.
Half a go.
No, I'll give you 100 goes. You for that's a tough time. One.
Real quick, quick pause. Buddy, I'm home alone. Buddy is at his friend's and they're dropping him off here at like 7. So I might have to stop abruptly at some point to go get him at the door and talk to the parents for a second.
Just invite him on the pod.
Yeah, invite him on the pod.
We need a guest. Invite the parents.
Okay.
All right. You guys are not going to get this next one. Dennis might, unless... this song from 1997 paints a vivid picture of the struggles of life on the road as a touring musician.
1977. Oh,
you're giving.
Fuck! It's Bob Seger.
You're kind of close.
Shit.
Moving on. That's all I know about the song. Moving on.
Oh, is it
Wait alone.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about this guy. I know that he's got a song that I have on my list. His other famous song is he sang These Days. Jackson. Okay, I'll give you the artist. The artist's name is Jackson Brown. Running on empty.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Moving on. Okay. Nobody gets that. That was a tough one. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody got that.
I think that was in Forrest Gump. I might be wrong.
I think it would make sense. All right, this song is by our guy, like one of our favorite guys on the podcast. Like we talk about him all the time. We love him. It debuted in 2005 and made history, propelling him to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 charts, a rare feat for a debut artist. Another few things about this guy, like notable traits, great dancer, very handsome, notoriously beat up his girlfriend in a car by
Chris Brown
against a dashboard.
Runaway? Chris Brown, run. No, he didn't. That's,
let me see if you wrong. Can. Let me see if you can.
Run.
Isn't Dan on the floor?
If he ain't,
let me know. Let me see if you can.
Run it.
Okay.
Chris Brown, run it.
You guys got that one easy. I barely
this is hard. The word run kind of throws you off.
You didn't have to do anything, Kevin.
All right, Owen has 200 goes. This one...
I've never had a lead like this.
All right, well, then we'll give Dennis a nice little clue here to get him going.
No. No, because he's going to win. It doesn't matter.
A favorite of Mr. B, this song was released in 1994 and clinched the Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group in 1996.
Runaway Train.
No.
Runaway. Oh, wait, did we already say that? No.
One of the guys in the band is fat, I believe.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. It's
not the hook by them. Blues. What's the other one?
Oh, God.
You guys blues are on travelers. It. I'm going to let you get there. Yes.
Blues Travelers. What song, though?
It's their big song, I guess.
Whoever can name the song, I'll give the points.
Are you looking it up? Oh, and you're looking it up.
You're looking it up.
I see the reflection in your eyeglasses.
Run Around by Blue Travelers.
Okay, negative points. I didn't know Owen was a cheater.
All right, yeah.
No, but I got Blues. I said Blues.
You said, but I said Blues Travelers.
That was cheating. Dennis, you could choose. Does Owen get negative points or do you get extra points?
Give him
points?
Negative and then we're tied.
Okay. You guys are at 100 goes apiece. That was
That's not fair.
What's more not fair? Are you cheating
Dennis
or,
is cheating.
Just playing
no,
the game
Dennis
straight.
Is cheating is right in front of him.
Huh?
He's been Googling. I've been watching. My hands are
Oh, and you guys were allowed tied. To talk to each other and slowly figure that out. Like you did not need to do that. All right, this song.
You guys are making me feel bad.
Yeah, well you should. Have cheated. You sinned. You sinned.
I wouldn't have got that song right. That's yeah, why I get it. That's why I went to it.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Ooh,
Owen.
I don't think that's music. The truth. I don't think that's true though. Or well, it's one of the Ten Commandments. But what does bear false witness mean? Does that mean lie? Yeah.
Speaking of Ten Commandments and religion, this is a great transition. This 1978 classic is distinguished by the guitarist's unforgettable guitar riff. I'll even name the name of the guitarist. It is Eddie Van Halen and is a staple.
Van Halen.
Yes, you got
the name of the band.
You got the band name.
It's better than what Dennis has done. He's just been giggling
I know,
over there.
It's funny. It is.
So this is a Van Halen song. And it contains the word run, and it has some symbolisms to religion.
The word run throws me off. It
kind of is a red herring.
That's all I can think of. I just keep saying run, run, run.
So like it just wipes my memory of any Van Halen song.
All right. Well, just forget that the word run is in there, a name of Van Halen song.
I don't know
jump?
Any Van Halen
They sing
Halen
jump,
songs.
Right?
Yeah, they do. Do you guys want me to give you the tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Running with the devil.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Barely had to spell that one out for you guys again.
See, this is where Dennis wins.
Okay, 200 goes for Dennis, 100 for Owen. This one's going to be a little tougher, but it's way, let me put it this way. It's way more likely to be a song you listen to, but it's a more niche song that most people wouldn't know. Included in Vampire Weekend's 2019 album, Father of the Bride, this song delves into the themes of escapism and the passage of time. Go with your gut reaction.
Vampire Weekend's the name of the band.
Yes.
Running.
Owen?
There's no song by him called Running.
Look it up.
Yeah, go with your gut reaction what this song is called.
Run.
Yes, Owen gets it 200 goes. You've heard this song before. Let me play it really quick.
Running with the devil. Yeah. That's a good song, though. I don't like Van Halen.
Van Halen's not terrible. They're just a... This song is sick, though. Oh, it was Contra, too, looks like. So fucking ChatGPT fucked us. That's a good song. All right. Well, that got YouTube up for me anyway. Oh, shit. Can't stop running.
I don't remember this song.
Oh, your mic? Oh, that might be why your mute wasn't working.
I just realized I've been recording on my MacBook. Oh, let me just... I got to log out for a second. Sorry.
I was going to say, Kevin, can you give me the next answer?
Does that sound better?
You sound the same. It's actually... quieter.
Check.
All right, cool. Then let's keep going. All right, next song. This one, I'll even give you the name of the band and the person. And I think Owen got run by default. So 200 goes, 200 goes. This one by Paul McCartney and Wings is a post-Beatles hit. Yeah, 300 goes for Dennis. I would have never gotten that one. I had no idea that was Paul McCartney.
Fuck. Band on the Run. Oh, buddy's here. Buddy's here.
No.
One sec. Hey, bud.
Owen wears these brands that are like, I could see a guy like at a gas station off the highway, kind of in the middle of nowhere, like an older guy driving a pickup truck sort of wearing.
That's kind of the whole Seattle vibe. Is you ever heard of Normcore?
No, but I kind of get the feeling of what it might be.
Yeah, it's like they're either dressing like a dad that's doesn't pay attention to fashion at all, or they're dressing like a fisherman who doesn't care about
almost
fashion,
like a or like King of the Hill type clothing, like what they wear on that.
Yeah, it's like all just about like being somebody you're not. Like, oh, I'm just a normal blue collar worker, but meanwhile, like they work at a record shop or they work at
like a hat like that's Dave's Electric Company.
Yeah, hydrodynamic research. Yes. Meanwhile, like if a guy who works in hydrodynamic research would never wear that.
We were
hat.
Talking about your shirt because it's kind of the same vibe. What is
we're
it?
Just talking about Seattle fashion.
Quit talking shit.
Oh, okay.
I was calling it Normcore. It's very Normcore.
It's an Oregon beer company. So it's just a brewery shirt.
I'm wearing a Phoebe Bridgers t-shirt.
Ooh, that'll come back into play later with one of my picks. All right. What is that? Wait, what is that tour called?
It's the one that Mr. B and I got yelled at for talking.
Reunion tour, Phoebe? Okay. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, next song. Bruce Springsteen's timeless anthem from 1975.
Born to Run.
Okay. 300
you had that
goes,
one in the
baby.
Chamber.
All right, this one's going to be really hard. But you guys may know it better than I know it. What if I just play it?
Dennis has faster internet.
All right, I'll try describing it. Should you
try to describe it if we can't get it, play it.
From 1989, featured on Full Moon Fever, is an energetic rock track about pursuing one's dreams relentlessly. And the artist is
run for your dreams.
Oh, is it Tom Petty?
Because you said to your dreams, and running is the theme. So I figured put those words together, I might get it right.
Running with your dreams.
This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Running down a dream.
Running down a dream. Dennis gets it.
I was pretty close, though.
You were. But just because you were taking all my clues and just putting it into one mosaic of an answer.
Hey, that's how you test, right?
That's life.
You know?
That's life.
Why I got C's and D's, baby.
That's life, my friends.
Who won?
All right, we ready to get into this playlist?
Whoa, yeah.
Dennis
no
won.
Time. What? No.
I know.
He did it. He did not win again.
Because you cheated.
There's no way.
Yes, he did.
Here's the thing. I didn't even get a point for that thing.
All right, let's
Dennis
do one
took
more.
Away points. So I technically, no. If I didn't cheat, because you guys didn't give me a point for that one. That was the only time I cheated.
Yeah.
Well, you cheated. Like, you should be punished for
sorry,
that.
Sorry, you came in and you.
That's not how this works, though.
It's like, there officer, no I mean, I didn't beforehand. Mean to shoot the person when I was robbing them. Sorry.
It's like an Alec Baldwin story.
There's no rules.
All right, fine, Owen. You can have the extra pick.
Okay, all right. No, I can do a tiebreaker. Okay. I can do a tiebreaker. All right, give me one second.
If I just didn't cheat on that one, it would have been... I would have won.
Why'd
you know?
Go against your instincts.
Because I needed a leg up. I needed to beat Dennis. I needed to pump some steroids and win.
All right, I got another one.
Okay, whoever wins this wins.
Okay,
make it easy for me. So,
all right, it's changing course a little bit. So don't play
is
by the rules of the other
no
one.
Running.
Yeah, it's still a song. Yes. All right, this song, written and performed by a Scottish duo, The Proclaimers.
I Will Walk 500 Miles.
In August 1998. Okay, but do you think that's the name of the song?
When I wake up, I believe.
Dennis, I'm going to give you the points unless Owen can name the actual title of the song.
You know I wouldn't have known this song, though.
What? You don't know the song? I Will Walk.
This is too easy.
What? I would walk 500 miles.
You know that's a Dennis song. Way more than an Owen song.
That's an everybody song.
What's the name of the song, Kevin? Let me see.
Take a guess so you can...
I was hoping Kevin give me the name so I can get it right.
See, Owen, what you need to do is you need to be more discreet about your cheating.
500 miles. 5,000 miles. Miles. Something about miles, baby.
Oh, and I'm just going to give you a lesson on cheating. Just be less obvious about it. Like, you should have been, like, using your phone and, like, oh, yeah. Buddy, what's that?
Like, yeah.
And then, like, looking to the...
Well, you guys know
but
Buddy wasn't
been,
home
like,
yet.
He just texted
I couldn't
me
have done
said,
that.
He said he's going to be here in, like, 5 minutes.
All right. The song is called I'm Gonna Be, parentheses, 500 miles.
Okay, so Dennis didn't get that right. So it's a tie.
No, he knew that song.
Yeah, it's a tie. It's fine. We'll go on to the... Let's get on to the podcast, guys.
Dennis gets the
good
first...
Good game, Dennis.
Dennis gets the first pick in the worst workout / running playlist of all time. Dennis, give us your first pick and explain it while I pull it up.
Oh man, where do I start? Do I go wild first? Okay. I'll go kind of simple. This song's debatable too. It's What Child Is This by the Tabernacle Choir. Christmas song.
Oh, okay. Can we make one rule early on? If you are doing like a genre shtick, let's try to not make this whole thing Christmas songs. No, I know. I'm saying like since Dennis picked a Christmas song, maybe nobody else picks a Christmas song.
That's not the reaction I thought I would have for that song. Okay, go.
I want everybody to think a little bit deeper and just be like, okay, yeah, the next song.
I don't have
is,
any more Christmas songs. Oh, that's
Silent Night.
About.
Okay. All right, what child is this? Can I play any version of it?
All right, imagine running this song.
All right, this is my first song. I'm taking off.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds walk.
I know, that's the problem.
I can get into it,
this
Dennis. I can work with this. I can work with this on my first smile. It's gonna like kind of make me laugh and like get me rolling, and it's a little bit
yeah,
fiery.
Actually, this might be good. That's good.
Do we need any more? Or do we got the gist of this song? All right, Dennis's first song on my worst workout playlist, which I will be running to on Sunday and will report back, is "What Child Is This?" That Christmas song that you kind of know. Owen, what's pick number two?
I'm distracted so much because I didn't talk to the parents that I'm trying to text them back at something. And I keep like trying to think of what to say to them. So this is the text that they said. They said, "John, in parentheses, Fred's dad is dropping Buddy off now. He was so awesome. So kind. And it was a lot of fun."
Say, cool.
I say, "Thank you so much for taking him!" Exclamation mark. He said he had a ton of fun.
That's it. Get rid of the exclamation mark.
What else should I?
I'm gonna run and get a drink. You guys hash this out, and I'll come back.
Yeah,
with
Dennis,
my pick.
You're better at this.
What?
Kind of stuff.
Not really, but
I wasn't ready to get a text message because Sarah's been taking
just
care of all
this.
Get
rid of the exclamation mark, and it's good. You don't want to be one of those guys.
Which one? I know, but
all of them.
I, like, don't want to be a dick.
Yeah. I got 10 of them in a row.
Thank you so much for taking him. He said he had a ton of fun! Exclamation mark. That's nice and kind. They put so. It's clearly the mom. So it's a ton of fun. That's right. It. Thank you so much for taking him. Said he had a ton of fun.
No, really don't appreciate say really it. Appreciate it. You already said thanks. How many times you got to say thank you? Nice. Dude, just send Dude, it.
You sound like a dick in your text messages.
I just
said,
you know
don't
what?
You?
I'm All right, like, let's. What, send some, it Owen. Some, let's continue.
We can't have the same energy. There's got to be different energy in text.
I'm gonna let Sarah follow up. I'm gonna text Sarah to follow that up.
All right, my song number two pick. Owen, you can go next. You try to just catch up. This song starts really, really, really slow, and I think the reason I don't know where I think Megan helped me pick this one, but it also ties in well because I've been listening to this Lonely Island podcast, where they're talking about all their digital shorts. They're kind of doing like a recap podcast, which is amazing. Everybody should listen to it. Or one of their digital shorts has this song, and it's just so fucking slow at the beginning.
Oh my God, this song's
Imogen
amazing.
Heap, Hide and Seek.
Well, yeah, we all know this song.
It's just slow, though, at the beginning.
Yeah, but this is the... Come on. This is like old school us for our videos we did in high school.
Kevin, this song is like, I agree, I'm adding this to my running playlist song. This is amazing.
The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling.
Imagine that hitting.
Okay. Alright, well, I was wrong. I thought you guys wouldn't enjoy running to it.
No, I would not fucking run to that. Dennis, you're crazy. You're never gonna finish the race if you're listening to that song. Get it when you're right at the end of the playlist. But if you could think of the what you said in the SNL skit where they keep shooting
you listen
Andy
to that
Samberg
whole song,
over
right?
and over
That's
again,
pretty
it
good.
Might get you across. Yeah, it
it's
does
just gonna take a long yes, time dude, to get and, there. It's okay. And that's not what you want when you're running.
When
you want to get
there
fast.
What are you gonna feel?
Ooh.
Okay, Dennis. Well, maybe that's why
Dennis is running a four-hour half marathon.
Yeah, exactly. He walks the first 8 minutes, and then he runs a minute. It's not going to get you.
That I put all this pressure on myself, so I'm going to kind of just do it. I was always worried about the time.
I'm just going to go out there
and enjoy it.
Do not pull in your 2024 goals right now to this marathon, half marathon, where you say you don't want to put a lot of deadlines and pressure on yourself.
And Dennis, the whole concept of running a race is putting pressure on yourself. You need to be like,
fuck, I got to fucking smash this race. I got to beat
my... things are going to be posted online. We're going to see just, these times.
The pressure We're is gonna just go over it. Miles. The time.
All right, Owen, you have a song for number three?
I sure do have a song. And it's one that's been on other playlists that we made. So since people hated our last playlist... this is the perfect one for it to be on. So I'm going with Johnny Jewel, Tell Me.
This is not every podcast, every playlist. And honestly, this one would get me fucking pumped. Hang on. Let's play it.
I don't know this song.
It's one of those songs that's so rare. We've talked about it 1,000 times, Dennis. Oh, I really good one. It's one of those songs that barely even comes up in the YouTube suggestions.
It's a Ryan Gosling movie song.
Oh, are you guys going to see Fall Guy? I saw it. It was okay.
Yeah, you said not a theater movie, so I wasn't planning on seeing
it. It reminds me of...
But I watch anything with Ryan Gosling. I'll watch it all.
It's very entertaining. It reminds me of The Nice Guys.
5 miles in, Dennis.
Oh, I know.
This is going to be a minute and a half for me. Or this is going to be a mile and a half for me. I love this song. I'm pumped for it. Thank you for adding an easy one for me. Let me just write this down really quick. Do we need to keep listening to... oh, fuck yeah, this song
rocks.
Dude,
this is a great playlist so far.
You're going to have to turn...
we need to like rebrand it as something else, just like sick, cool playlist. Okay, Dennis. What's pick number four for this worst workout playlist?
All right. Pick number four is slam poetry.
Oh, what? Just general slam poetry?
No. Type in Brave New Voices Bay Area.
Is this going to be on Spotify?
Just pick like one. Pick one.
No, but I'm going to be running on Sunday. I'm not going to be listening to YouTube.
I'll send you one that I found on Spotify too.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Go to that one.
All right, dude. You don't think this is going to be amped? I think I could like it.
Here in America, in every single state,
they have a set of standards for every subject. A collection of lessons that the teacher's required to teach by the end of the term.
But the greatest lessons you will ever teach us will not come from...
oh my God, I'd fucking kill myself.
The greatest lessons you ever teach us, you will not even remember. You never told us what we weren't allowed to say.
How's that any different than a Kanye song?
Because at least in the background they're singing, what's the... the English chant one, fuck.
Or no, like Kanye will be like, he'll like be reciting all that, and then it'll be like, grab my dick like a shift stick. And it'll be stick shift.
Say something cool to change everything.
That, right. Like slam poetry is the type of thing, if it came on, I would want to like break my headphone for some reason.
Yeah, I would throw my headphones.
All right, well, can we take a vote so far? What's been the worst? One, my winning.
This, but it's not music, so I don't think it counts. I fucking knew Dennis would come in with some of this bullshit, though.
Okay, do we all want the like? How about this indie song that's slow? Okay,
and this is how he is every time. This is gonna happen. This is how he is.
Dennis, like the one rule is like it needs to be on Spotify, because like you're gonna get to number seven, and you're gonna be like the sound of paint drying.
Well, here, Kevin. I made a Spotify playlist right here.
Okay.
And so, but you're playing them from YouTube.
Is that on there? Is the slam poetry on there?
Different one.
All right. It's my pick for number five. And I'm going to pick things up a little bit, but still in a way that's not quite something I would want to run to. Dead of Night by Orville Peck. It's a great song. Yeah,
this is a great song. Dennis killed this.
Did he really? Did anybody know it?
No, I think did you fuck it up or like say it was a bad pick for karaoke? I wasn't there. You were asking for recommendations and I was shooting him.
I do remember.
You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride.
This song's amazing. Dennis, you want to go to the concert in June or not?
Strange look in your eyes.
When's the baby coming?
Like, first week in July.
Oh. You just need to, what you need to do is, you need to get, like Lisa, just to bed really early one night. You'll be here by the time of the concert, by the time like Orville Peck actually comes on, and then just drive home before she wakes up.
That sounds like so much fun. I love doing that kind of stuff.
Dude, wouldn't that be fun though? Like an adventure? Like, can I get to Cincinnati, see a concert, and get home before Lisa wakes up?
That would be fun. But like the 2 hours on the ride into the ride home.
Oh yeah, that'd be scary.
I got 2 hours left. That would suck.
You'd have to do the sad astronaut. You'd have to wear a diaper while you're driving. That's from a movie. I saw that.
Sad really astronaut. Oh, that's funny. I like that.
All right. Oh, and your pick for number six on the worst workout running playlist that I have to listen to.
Just like your game, how there was always a theme. It's strange that this kind of has a theme because the song that I picked next is another song that's in an Andy Samberg skit.
Oh, interesting.
So the song I Ran So Far with Justin
Timberlake. Oh, I love that song.
But all right, so it's not that song. It's the like Aphex Twins.
Aphex
Twins, Avril 14. Amazing song, but this is terrible to run to for time. You'd go way too slow. This is more of like frolicking through.
That is the problem because the BPMs really do make your feet move faster. So you almost have to actively avoid it.
Yeah, it's just like watching death videos before lifting. It does like the same thing, changes your mindset.
That's weird, Owen, because that not only is I Ran was the song.
I know.
Yeah, that's
right,
weird.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about
yeah.
that.
And they're, I like, ran.
Yeah.
I would know, shit. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a weird, weird coincidence.
Wait. That is very weird. It's also so weird that all of the other Aphex Twin songs are fucking nothing.
Yes.
They are crazy.
And this song is so good.
Some are pretty good. Yeah, this song's one of the best like piano songs, I think, ever. And a one and a two.
Yeah. Oh, Dennis, this was in another one of our videos, too. We just were ripping those guys off.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You're yeah, basically we trying to create Lonely Island skits.
Or you were.
Yeah. Or just, yeah, taking their heat and just rolling with it. Okay, I think that's enough Avril 14. I think you've learned that, like, when you're picking the worst workout songs, you're also just, like, the most boring songs to listen to on a podcast. Dennis,
all right,
let's pick number seven.
This is a song that I hear. I'd never heard until I had kids. And it's the worst fucking song in the entire world. And I when I hear it, I want to punch my radio. And I actually played it for my kids before I came down here, and they fucking loved it. And they got up and started dancing. It's called Herman the Worm. You've heard it, Owen?
No, I'm already out.
Herman the Worm, who's it by, Dennis?
I think it's just like a common song. So like
Herman
the Learning, do the Learning Station.
Oh, it's just like one of those.
Oh, I hate that dance. Oh God, I can't do it. Hurry up. I can already tell I'm gonna really hate this song.
Yeah, it's really slow.
Sitting on a fence post, chewing my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo.
I luckily missed out on all of this young baby in the
West. Along comes Herman.
That's like
who? Herman the Worm.
I thought it said filthy music, but it said healthy music.
And he was this big.
Keep going. You gotta hear it.
Oh my God, dude.
Dennis, you know who would like this song?
Yeah.
Mr. B.
Oh shit, yeah.
Mr. B loves circus music.
Do what? Do what?
This, Dennis, you did an amazing job. This potentially would be the worst song to ever hear while you're running.
I think this is like a perfect challenge for Dennis because it's one where you're really trying to push the boundaries to the extreme of worst, whereas the other ones, like, you just want the best. You don't want like the oddest. Like, this is a perfect task for Dennis, and he's nailing it.
It's Herman the Worm comes in at number 7. I don't care. He's sitting on the bench. He's chewing bubble gum with his yo-yo, and then he's talking about the worm. Doo-wop, doo-wop.
And he ate a grape.
I'm going to take things to a different place. This song was another one recommended by my girlfriend, a song that I love. It's a country song. Have you guys ever heard it? It's called Parked Out by the Lake.
I'm guessing he's in a pickup truck parked out by the lake.
If you guys don't mind.
Potentially drinking a beer on his tailgate.
No, you guys.
Chicken, maybe.
I actually think you guys will like this song. So would you?
I'm still parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake. If you're wondering where I park, I'm out parked by the lake. It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm
parked out by the lake. This is great. It's a fake song. This video is the best too.
Oh, and describe the video.
All right, the video is a truck parked outside the lake, and there's a sign that says Santa Fe 80 miles. And if you listen to the lyrics closely,
yeah, very about closely,
about being parked outside of a lake near 80 miles from Santa Fe. Oh shit, Kevin, this might be my favorite song of all time now. This is so funny.
It's an amazing song, and I
that is so funny.
It's one of those rare songs that's like funny but also like good at the same time. So it's kind of a masterpiece.
Oh my god. Holy shit. I went from hating that so much to not realizing that it was a joke.
It doesn't go anywhere but beyond that lake 80 miles from Santa Fe.
The video makes it 10 times better. Fuck, that was incredible.
I'm glad to hear it,
Kevin. Yeah, you made my night.
Oh, what do you got? Okay. Number 9, I believe.
Number 9. This song is going to help us out to become viral.
Okay.
I strictly picked it because it is a viral song on TikTok, but it also fits on not being a great song to run to. It is Forever by the Little Dippers. It's a 1960s song that's popular.
Have you heard it before TikTok?
I don't think so. But this will help. We can make a clip out of it. This is a shameless plug for our Instagram, which, Kevin, you could put the ad right here. Bonjour. Hey, goblin.
Wait, Owen, before I play this, like, what is the context on TikTok? Like, what are they doing?
It's just people put it in the background. That is it. No one's doing anything. It's a good song. I have it downloaded and I'll listen to it.
But I don't want to run to it.
You don't. Oh, this is real. This seems. Oh, they speed it up on TikTok too.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
You've heard this, right? It's typically someone that's like cooking or they're cleaning their house. Like, check out my house. I bought this piece of furniture from a vintage shop down the store.
Keep going. I want to hear the rest.
I got it for a really good deal. I had to clean it up a little bit, but once I got it home, it's a perfect new add to our living room.
Can you do it again, but talk about your football?
Here is a perfect vintage football that I found at Play It Again Sports. My grandpa had one just like this, as you can see in this vintage picture. I'm wearing the shirt that he has on this picture.
I love to imagine your grandpa with a Nike football. Like,
Dennis, I want you to take that clip okay. And run with it for a beautiful video. But do you have another song for us, Dennis? I believe we're on
I'm
number 10.
I'm also wearing my Bodie Nike sneakers, just like my grandpa's. Okay.
We're on 10, Dennis.
You're probably going to hate me for this one, but I am who I am.
We hate you all right, for all
type
of them.
In breaking news sound effect.
Oh, God. Is that on Spotify?
Yeah, it is.
How
it
long is. Of a clip?
It's like a minute.
All right, so Dennis picked for number 10. He's really pushing the mold of where he can go. Breaking news sound effect. The yeah, royalty-free one. Dennis, explain why I wouldn't want to run to this.
I was just thinking of a song we hear all the time, but you never listen to.
Yeah, when you tune in to Fox News at 9 p.m.
Who's chewing ice?
Dennis. Live from New York. This is the worst playlist of all time.
I want to give one a go. Hang on. Live from the Pick Freak Studio, we're here. Drafting the worst playlist of all time. Stay tuned after the commercial break to see if anyone dies.
You sound
like a
Kiss FM like radio host.
Dennis, go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis.
Dennis, give us one.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's your boys, the Pick Freaks, and we're doing the thing.
Damn, who shot your dog?
Is this a caller? Who are you? Where's my dog?
Yep, Dennis is delivering on exactly okay, what we yeah, asked of him.
This is confusing.
Yeah, we knew
you guys
exactly
are playing...
what he was going to come with, too. This is, no, dude, you don't, do not, you know what you're doing. We like it.
Yeah,
but this is fine. This makes for a great podcast.
A playlist of songs you like, but they're not good for running to? I thought it was the worst songs to run to. It doesn't make sense.
These are some of the worst songs.
Every song you guys pick, you're like, I actually love this song.
But we got to show everyone how cool and cultured we are, too, Dennis.
Yeah.
I actually
yeah.
love this like, song, yeah. but I can't imagine. All right.
Well, in Dennis.
Go ahead.
In Dennis's realm, I'm going to keep it weird. I'm going to keep it dark. We're going to go with Happy Birthday.
I like it. That feels
for
good.
The number 11 song.
Damn.
Yeah.
Chicken Dance is going to make its way on here. It's
probably oh, no. Playlist. That song might actually get me fucking amped. Let's find out what Happy Birthday song comes up first. Do you guys know how this one goes?
I had to look and be like, oh, shit. Well, isn't it because it's like copyrighted? This is like one of the hardest songs to have in movies and shows.
I thought it was the opposite. It was the one that you can.
Nah, dude, you can't use Happy Birthday. They collect on royalties and no one wants to play.
I think
pay
it just
so you never
expired,
hear Happy
like
Birthday. They
ago,
always sing something else or don't
if I
sing.
I remember correctly.
News to me. Let's start singing. We probably have to bleep this out of our whole podcast, or we're going to be cutting a huge check.
Dude.
Who wants to do me a favor and write a different Happy Birthday song that I can put in there instead?
You should do AI.
Yeah, right? I got my AI guy right here. What should be the twist on it?
Is it just a Happy Birthday song that's not the original Happy Birthday?
Hey, can you
something
write
like
me
dip
and sing a Happy Birthday song, but make it not the original Happy Birthday song?
Oh,
and
he really has a
incorporate
guy.
Incorporate some funny stuff in it too.
I can write a fun birthday song for you. Here it goes, to the tune of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Happy, happy birthday, you. Time to celebrate and
oh,
move.
Fuck.
Eat some cake and dance around. Make some silly, funny sounds. Blow some candles, make a wish. Now let's do a birthday wish.
Kiss.
Wiggle, wiggle, jump and spin. It's your day. Let's dive right in. Happy, happy birthday, you. Time to celebrate and move. May your day be full of cheer. Laugh and smile. Your day is here. How's that?
This is why I'm not concerned about AI. AI is now at the level of
you
a 4-year-old. That's exactly what Freddie
right,
would
let's
do.
Go raunchy.
I want it like X-rated.
Oh yeah,
X-rated.
Make it yeah, make it like
all right, now. Do me a
swinging
happy
a big old
song
dick or
yeah.
something like that.
That's really raunchy and X-rated. Come on,
and I want noise. I want sex noises.
Create or share content that's raunchy or X-rated. How about another fun and birthday song instead?
All right, do one
fucking
about chickens.
Pussy. Get this guy off of our pod.
Got it. fun birthday song about chickens. The tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. On your birthday, let's have fun. Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Why does he keep
cluck,
doing it to the tune?
Yeah, I want him to write an original.
Fucking make something original. He's lazy. Tell him you'll tip him.
Nothing's
tell
original.
Tell him you'll tip him if he does it X-rated.
What kind of culture is that? Stuck culture?
Yeah, stuck culture. He's,
yeah, that's the problem. All right, Owen, your pick for number 12.
Okay. You guys know this song. Sing it along if you can remember. Hail Saint Joseph and Saint John. Always may you. Oh, this is really hard to sing together. So maybe we don't sing it together. Through his gracious lands. With humble hearts we yearn to be a loving Catholic family. Forevermore we will be true to
the Saint Joseph and John school. All right, for that one, Dennis, I'm just going to listen to like a random alumni song. That is notably our grade school alumni song, which we all probably sing once a week, once a day.
Dude, no, we never, I feel like we never sang it, but we all knew it and we memorized it and we could sing it no matter what.
Do you guys not sing it now? Because I think like the whole point of an alumni song is to, yeah, like face towards your school and sing it.
But when did we sing that? When we were going to school? When was there any time that we actually had to bust that out? It was super rare.
It was at least once a month because we sang, we all know it.
I know, but like...
At the same time, I also know this from grade school. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts and Romans and Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
Where'd you go to school?
Thessalonians.
We did not.
Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, Peter, John, John, Jude, and Revelation. That is
what's
all
your favorite
the books of
Bible
the,
verse.
No, let's stray away. Let's get away from we get too SJJ on here sometimes. So
all right, Dennis, give me a fucking terrible workout playlist song. Something that's going to make me want to stop and kill myself.
ASMR, surprisingly satisfying sounds.
Dude, come on.
It's kind
pick
of
a
song.
You got to pick a song.
I have some new and semi-new triggers for you. You're having a wonderful evening. I've got my gray silver nails to match the shirt. We just gave Sadine a bath, so there is dog hair everywhere. And you are getting ready.
We got next time we have a make your own thing.
We'll
we have to give Dennis the
rules.
Yeah, the rules.
You
it's
need to give him
a song.
He's like, it's like going bowling without bumpers.
Yeah, he's like, what? You didn't say I couldn't do this.
It's like going without. Boundaries. Yeah, it's like going bowling without bumpers, and he's throwing it across lanes. Like he's like, I know the rules, but I fuck the rules. So what kind of ASMR? One.
What is mukbang?
Not mukbang.
Huh?
I've heard that before.
This is mukbang too, whatever that is. Maybe because you're doing a short.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's a
it's
girl,
like a girl eating a hash brown.
Go to that second one.
I think so.
Oh no, the first one I meant.
This is an ad.
I want to see that new roasted garlic dip.
Available at restaurants nationwide.
All right, imagine mile 11. You're starving for some like Chinese food.
Never. Drew the listener knows I'm never starving for Chinese food. Man, mukbang. Oh, mukbang just must mean ASMR in.
Skip to the middle one. They're eating.
I think some people want to hear.
Right,
like
they have music in the band.
Is this a sexual thing?
It's gotta be. It's the equivalent of like when you're a baby and your mom whispered in your ear, putting you to sleep, and you need this as an adult.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, whether you acknowledge that this,
all right,
this
try
is sexual running in some nature. Do you have a
I got one
song that I can add to the Spotify playlist? This might get me pumped. This is so gross. Why would somebody like this?
The only ASMR I like is like people cleaning and organizing. I don't know why, but
I think
I watch someone cleaning and like clicking and stuff. It's the best. All right, we can stop.
So gross.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it back.
We're gonna lose all of our listeners.
So much sodium.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna bring us back to reality with "Moon River" by Frank Ocean for pick number 12 or 13. One. Pick number 13, Frank Ocean, Moon River. Moon River is the classic song from the Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn, and this is another one of his songs. It's really good. And I'm trying to play it, and they're trying to make me visit his site so I can purchase it. That's kind of wild. So basically, the first link on YouTube is this. It takes you to Amazon to purchase the song. I guess. Have you guys ever heard this song before?
Off to see the world.
I don't believe it.
There's not quite.
Such a crazy a killer world song. To see. We're all chasing after us.
Man, where's time for my internet to go slow? Alright, just pretend like the song played and you guys had a weird reaction to it. Like, what?
Moon River
stinks.
yeah. I like Mystic River. That's a better movie.
I'd rather hear a birthday
song. Actually, that movie
song.
Was sick. I love that movie.
Or we could watch Lost River by Ryan Gosling.
Dennis, give me one more reaction to Moon River without hearing
it. I'd rather hear
a gut reaction.
Birthday song about a cow than that.
All right. Oh, and what's your next pick for number 14?
Is this my last pick? If we have 14, were we doing 16? Because then there would be two more after this.
Yeah, this is your...
Maybe let's do one more round.
I'm so torn on what I
want to
do.
Okay, so Moon River was number 13. Oh, sweet. Dennis would have gotten the last pick at 15. I had my math wrong. Okay, I think that's your last pick, Owen.
Okay, that's fine. And again, I wrote this for Kevin. I know how much Kevin loves Kevin Morby.
Oh, fuck, I don't like Kevin Morby.
So I put a Kevin Morby song on here. And I'm putting Don't Underestimate Midwest American Sun.
Is he from the Midwest?
He's from Kansas City.
Oh, I've got that. That's where Megan's from.
She a Chiefs fan?
She should like Kevin Morby.
No, she like moved out of there when she was like 1 year old.
Kevin, I think you would like Kevin Morby. I really didn't like him for a very long time because I thought his songs were like, I went to the store and at the store I got.
I think I would like him. He's a Midwestern guy named Kevin. I'm sure like we've.
I think that if you listen to enough of his music
his
concerts.
Sunkill Dude. That's similar.
Yeah, I actually had one of his songs on my list, but not Sunkill Moon, Red House Painters, his original band, which also has amazing songs, but the worst songs to run to.
Don't go, please. Stay here. Stay
yeah, I would hate running to this. I like the music video a lot. Is that Waxahachie Katie?
That's Waxahachie, your favorite.
I love her, yeah. Ooh.
Right, you're mile eight.
Wait, see.
And you're
no, we're like at 10 or 11 now.
I think in a world don't hate every this second of running and it's like sort of painful, this music would work well. Like it'd feel good.
I like this. I think Waxahachie in the music video has helped a lot, but I do like it.
Sorry.
I can't tell if you're laughing or coughing.
I like it. I want to blast it.
It's boring, though. Dennis, start. Well, I want to keep listening to this. Dennis, figure out your next song.
You might start like running
yeah.
quicker
yeah,
here, Kevin. Up. Shit, I fucked up. You're going to run too good now.
And I also like that Moon River song I just picked. So that might be a nice pick me up after ASMR and the St. Joseph and John alumni song. All right, Dennis, what's your last pick? What am I? I don't think that. How wait? So what is 16? What is 15 or 16 songs times 3?
Not long enough.
Yeah, it's like an hour. So I'll have a couple songs at the end to get me through it.
I need your advice here. Do I go with the song that is more in line with you guys or more in line with me?
Hey, man. Right. This is your playlist. You won the game at the beginning, okay. So you pick whatever you feel
Dennis,
like.
Dennis, that's an existential question that probably plagues you your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Do I go with what I want to do, or do I go with the greater common good wants?
That is Dennis's life. I feel like he is consistently contemplating two options.
Yeah, greater good and it's or like, do personal I, do selfishness. What I would enjoy is it you're gonna going to pick?
Doing like your guys' route more. Personally, but for whatever reason, I don't know if it's attention, I go the other route.
It's personality. I get it's just
against
like,
the grain.
It's just like expressing who you are.
Yeah, it's just that's kind of like self-sabotage in a different realm.
And to bring it back to your guy who had the weird haircut with the headphones and the mutton chops, that guy doesn't have that struggle. He's just like, what is going to be the most interesting way to draw attention to me that nobody else will appreciate? And that's what he came up with, Dennis. The mutton chops and the headphones haircut. So which do you want to do?
Something holds you back, Dennis. Sometimes you're just like, I don't want to do it. But you feel like this is a safe space. So every once in a while, you'll throw one of those in there.
Okay.
So do what makes you happy,
Dennis. And Dennis, don't tell us which one it was.
Right. So type in the song Under Construction by The Sims.
Oh, terrible pick.
What a dumb, selfish pick. That's exactly what he wanted to hear.
Yeah, of course it is. It was so obvious. What was the other pick?
Thunder by Imagine Dragons. I fucking hate that song.
Fuck, that's a good one though. I'd blow my brains out.
I would too. Just hearing that song at any point. Thunder. I think I did the thunder, but I knew what song you're talking about.
Thunder, it's, how does it thunder, go?
And the lightning.
Thunder, and the thunder. That's a song. Yeah. Whenever it's on, thunder, I'm like, thunder. I want to punch the radio. It just makes me so mad.
No,
shit sucks.
I was actually early in on that, calling Imagine Dragons the Nickelback of our generation.
That's not even, that's a layup.
Have you guys ever played The Sims? Okay, this is when you're going into building your house mode.
Dennis, joke's on you, dude. I'm getting fucking pumped
Kevin's
by this.
Building
this is
a
like,
house in his head. He's jazz. Not even running anymore. He's somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, there's a cheat code that you can make him naked, but I never did it.
Make him naked? Yes. That's sick.
Dennis, and what was the cheat code to make all the money you want?
Rosebud.
Throw our callback.
Yeah.
This podcast, I think either things just thematically happen or
all right, put on Thunder,
we just kind of force them in.
You can replace this one.
Okay. I like it, Dennis. I actually genuinely like that song.
I will say, Dennis, good job on picking an actual song, not sounds.
Is that on Spotify, Dennis?
Of course it is. I'm a dreamer.
Kevin, make sure not to abruptly end the podcast because we gotta tell people that we're watching this.
I can do that.
But he might not. He's gonna just feel the need to end it.
Sometimes you just gotta end it.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars. Yeah. That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there Kevin, any,
go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.